Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. World's changed so very much.
What it used to be. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on a live two-hour show on March 31st, 2013 on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Happy Easter, everyone. This is a very important day, and for a lot of reasons it will become evolving in terms of this is a celebration of the resurrection and a few other aspects of what has taken place in terms of world law regulations and development of cancer advancements and law cases and your neighbors who may be members of the United Nations on the City Council. Since this is Easter, the United States government, in the middle of the night, 10 o'clock, Washington, D.C. time, have decided that your child's religion may be a mental illness and are declaring under Obama edict that the quote from the executive order is overzealous practice of family faith may be a sign of an underlying issue, unquote. And the purpose of this is to change a psychiatric diagnostic code in such a way that a child praying or developing a practice of believing in a religion, the key word is overzealous practice, is now controlled by the United States government. And this was in the development of the Progressive Against Christians in Easter, and under the guise that the United States is more secular. And this movement has been going on for, I talked about it on Easter on 2008, where I exposed the new genetic codes and the processes of development of the carbon footprint in the medical electronic record. And the Obama administration chose last night to make it formalized concerning your child's religion being a mental illness. Now, you might think that this is a joke, or you might think that this is something that's going in the other way, or maybe you want to blame it on some other religious group, or maybe you want to think that this is something that is just going to pass away. And it's not. It's all part of, if you remember, 5 shows ago when I was talking with you about the creation of algorithms in the master computer in Switzerland for the medical electronic record, that this would be part of the mind and brain divided into 4 sections in the brain in the process of the hormone control for the human thought. right out of the Amala administration with Mr. Sustrin. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9444.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
This is Barker Pathways, and in line with the process of progressives against Christians and the changing of the development of religious belief, I've been talking about the attack on the symbology of the Easter Bunny. And since it's Easter, it's a good idea to just bring this up briefly, because we're going to tie it in with other processes of this. You see, the whole basis of being able to take away the symbolisms, in other words, you have the pre-recorded Obama presentation yesterday, at the same time talking about how we should embrace each other, and in terms of being able to have as one community. Of course, one community comes out the social justice section of Agenda 21, and the whole speech was based upon the United Nations presentation of the determination of one world order and one world belief, which was the sentence. And of course, that comes out of what's called the Eligarian posture of religion taking over the process of healing. Of course, in hospitals all have chapels, and our sectarians, and you'll be able to pray, which prayer happens to be a very important aspect of things. And, of course, under Obamacare, prayer is not subsidized as it was before Obamacare went into effect. Understand clearly, this is not about the process of cost effectiveness. It was a cost effectiveness in terms of 6 years before Obama ever came on the scene, because someone had to recommend him for the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, and of course that's from the Chicago family, and of course Soros and the other people who were building him up and bringing him on. And under the determination of the Independent Payment Advisory Board in Obamacare, which is the main death panel, the 15 people who are bureaucrats will be determined by the Senate subcommittee to be on that committee to determine cost-effectiveness analysis, will not only determine the process of the age, the gender, the process of the cost, and if you will receive what's called years of added life will be worth it, or part of the quality of care, which is in the mathematics. As I said 5 shows ago, being one of the 20 people on this planet that is contributing to the algorithm system of determination of the electronic medical record, I abstained from the process of being a part of the group and determination of a belief system as part of the carbon footprint. If you remember, in 2009, 2010, on Parker Pathway shows, practically every program, I left the code system in those programs of the determination of who lives and who dies based upon belief system determination and process. Now, there is a radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and KRMG. Now, they have reported that some people are having adverse effects from chloramine in the water. If you remember how we started, I was the one who put out onto the national stage the fact of chloramine in the drinking water applied by the EPA, even though they knew that the leukemia in research rats and cancer in the liver research rats was caused by chloramine and the process of chlorine itself. And, of course, at that time, there were only 900 trihalomethanes. There were only 60 disinfecting byproducts. And, of course, this was in 1989, and this was the determination. They'd already done 14 years of work around the world in determination who got colon cancer, who got bladder cancer in humans, and they did, and the animals that were affected, and they did, and the whole process of it. And, of course, if you remember, because organ transplants were taking, and to make a long story short, the nurse said, well, it ought to be something in the water. And, of course, we went and researched that and found it was, because it affects the immune system. Now, in the process of determining the immune system, you're also determining how the change in the human species is occurring. Of course, over a period of time, I've laid out completely how the immunology of the human being has changed. And then, of course, you have all these people who say that carbon filters are going to work and so forth and so forth. And, of course, that does not remain the case. Now, KRMG on Thursday at 4:02 p.m. Decided in Tulsa that there are evidence of adverse reactions to chloramine in the Tulsa's drinking water supply. Now, this isn't the first time that some places in the United States have worked it through. There are people who have gone to the city councils and said, well, there's something wrong with this substance. And now, of course, we have up to 9,000 trihalomethanes. We have 1,604 disinfecting byproducts. 5 of them are carcinogenic. four of them are the same carcinogenic product that is in the polluted water from fracking for natural gas. Recycled water has a missing electron, and that's made from human waste. Most of the foods that we have in America are under treaty are irrigated by human waste in terms of the water, and this has all been turned on and says, well, we're taking care of it because we're ultra-violating the food. And, of course, this is all being covered by the United States government in terms of saying that everything is just fine. Now, in Tulsa, you have the switch to chloramine in the city of Broken Arrow confirms at KRMG that it will make the switch out. In fact, even though there are hair changes, skin changes that people reported, and of course asthma, and of course a lot of mothers are saying, well, their children have worse symptoms. Of course, this is typical, particularly if you're taking a shower, and in the process, because keep in mind that the aerosol production of NH2 and the process of the addition of the chlorine is turned into a immunological gas. In fact, that's what it's called. The public never sees that except for on the Parker Pathways. Now, on the homepage of RBN, you have chloramine causes cloud health damage, which is what I wrote 6.5 years ago, and placed it in. And you should go to the homepage and an email or send this to your friends in the process. There should be a national movement, and in terms of having chloramine revised. And it can be done scientifically, and I've done many shows on how it's involved. Today, from the time that I started, no station, there wasn't a station on this planet, not on the planet, not in Brussels, not in Frankfurt, Germany, not in Cairo, of which they use it as a weapon. And in the process, no one was talking about the exposure to the public, even though the chloramine was at it, the ammonia was at it. And the process of all the development, because I reviewed all the medical work, and it was 900 and some studies that had been done before 1989, and the EPA had a $10,000 fine per day if no one in this country worked it out and put in the amount of ammonia there, under the guise of saying, well, this is going to kill Cryptosporidium or Giardia lambia, which is a liver fluke, and of course the lethal dose 50 for these kind of chemicals, of course, are not sufficient. Who was to know that this was a part of the change of the system under Dr. John Holdren, who is the science and technology czar for Obama, that this was a part of a sterilant system to decrease the water, population, and said so in front of his Senate confirmation. And of course, the process of this this is quite real in terms of what's happening generally in terms of this. Now, the United States government, based upon their position, have made indirect threats in terms of saying that KRMG needs to be shut down because they reported this. Now, the process of this is that I also have this article from the American Free Press. I was interviewed for the Superbug expose, and, of course, that's tied in, too, with the process of survival of bacteria and immunological processes that we have. So the thing is that to tie this in the real world of religion and the process of the development and the basis of this, based upon the process of this, Obama has made the claim that anyone who works on radio internet in terms of putting out the basis of these kinds of pieces of information should go to jail. What was the number of years? 80 years. So the process, and I have invited the president, and I've invited John Holdren onto the show. It's 800-313-9443. And they can call, Mr. Sussman can call on the book Nudge, on forcing religion as part of a medical edict. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and the call number is 800-313-9443. And so, briefly summarize on this little segment of information. Keep in mind that the purpose of putting forth the strength and development of the constitutional amendment that we have a right to vote on our food and water requires a. When I first started, it would require $8 million to put it on the national agenda. Now it's $13 million. And of course, any nonprofit or other and profit corporations, because now not only do you have the within the healthcare system in the process of not making it practical to hire people because of Obama healthcare systems, you also now have the development of the process of building a infrastructure. And that costs money, of course, as I point out and have exposed, and the government's really been upset with me because I exposed the exact figure, which is $16 trillion, which is what it would cost to take care of the infrastructure, the pipes and the water systems in this country in order to prevent, let's see, how many deaths? Well, when I went out to kidney dialysis situation in the year 2004, where I exposed her close to 250,000 people to 400,000 people dying from the water from the kidney dialysis process. The American Kidney Association spent 3 years to try to keep me from talking about it, further than I had to admit that I was being conservative. We're running at around 1.5 million people die every year in this country from kidney dialysis and water setups. And, of course, under Obamacare, patient dumping, which was something that Michelle Obama was very proud of with her and the Ayers family and the Jared lady, which babysits Obama in the White House. But patient dumping is a big business, and the process of placing people within the family concept of this is part of it. But in order to do the real-world medical care that's necessary to work this through, you have a process of the basis of the patients, which will be, as most nurses and people like myself are being told, that the patients stay at least for 2 days of observation, in the, even in the ER, to load the ER beds instead of having the development of the catheter, new advanced techniques, or the process of the pacemakers, which are now robotized. And the whole basis and the thing is, how you say to yourself, well, that's okay because they're a certain age, and so the hell with them. You know, so the whole thing is, it's a whole new ball game. It's all computerized. As I talked about 2 years ago, most new hospitals don't have doctors in them. They're not built for doctors to be in them. They're there to have nurses who work the computers and talk to Switzerland. So, and determine on the advisory, the independent payment advisory board, which will determine the cost-effective algorithms and mathematics of determination on the cost and length of life, carbon footprint, which is part of those forms that you're filling out, 15 to 21 pages under Obamacare, and all controlled by the by the penalty forms from the IRS. So, as my music leads in, wake up, everybody. So since I've been on air, I've written 11 amicus curiae briefs that have gone to federal courts and Supreme Court concerning the challenge of the death panels, naming them and the process of them, defending the BRCA1, BRCA2 cancer gene, challenging the change of the patent law on the first to file rather than the first to conceive, which is on a global basis, which is good for people that are dealing with China, but it doesn't help the medical device people or the process of new surgeries or the process of development of other things. So the overriding undercurrent real-world position, this is not just laid-off statements. It has to do with your belief system, the propaganda that's being put forth by people to secularize and have class warfare in this country. Obama works 24/7 on this. Most of his executive orders that he has signed concerning the control of the human being occur in the middle of the night. And the whole process is because he doesn't have the guts to come into the whole process of this. Let's take yesterday, again, let's raise the bar a little bit. What about the illegals who want free health care? In terms of the Obamacare, it's estimated it'll cost about $80 billion to have an illegal person have free health care within the system. The progressive and the people, the Black Caucus, the development of the people that are against the Jews, the whole group spend approximately real world terms, the figure on the rough on the lobbyists are running at about $1.5 trillion per year to keep up the Jew hate, have class warfare, develop religious bases out. So it was not a surprise that Easter would be the directive on the development of the carbon footprint of religion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Porter Pathways. I wanted to mention out of the Amicus Curiae briefs that have been written, we have been fortunate out of the mix of a lot of Amicus Curiae briefs that are written. Some, of course, accept them. Some others don't. They put them in a group and they use them in analysis of their opinions in the case. I've got six of them accepted. I've won the case on. They used a brief on defending BRCA1, BRCA2 gene. And if there's the determination of patentability, that's going to be heard by the Supreme Court again after turning it back to the federal court. The determination of the water contamination and the defense of speech amendment in terms of discussing the water and its ability to kill people as part of the John Holdren's concept in Obama's consideration of reducing population. That amicus curiae brief has been accepted at third federal court. And the process, Porter Pathways, is on seven different referendums in the United Nations concerning the expose and of course, Republic Broadcasting Network. The moniker of the station is that you can handle the truth. I've added the sentence, I hope you can. And the whole process of development in the real world system being able to determine the a petition that was sent to Obama administration's consideration by the physicians, scientists, and engineers for healthy energy, proposing that the tracking and the process of the liquid nitrogen gas plants that would be used in terms of have an adverse health risk from the exposure to polluted air, water, and soil from the fracking. And the idea is a question, according to Dr. Shonkoff at the Environmental Center at the University of California, Berkeley, quote, "The question here is very simple. Why would the United States dramatically increase the use of an energy extraction of it without ensuring that the trade-off is not with the health of Americans in exchange for the energy demands of a foreign nation? Health professionals are coming together to urge the White House to make sure that we have the facts prior to this decision. The only prudent thing here is to conduct the needed research first," unquote. I signed this with 163 leading scientists in the world, and it went to Obama's desk in terms of the processes within the, in December 2012. And in the process of the petition, that water and air are showing the products of end products for increasing the risk of illness. And of course, I am including in the real world the process that the EPA has worked their system in terms of saying, well, chloramine should not be an issue because there aren't any real adverse effects, and everybody's on a voice vote. For physicians who are appointed by the public health system and saying, well, voice vote, none of the work is really showing that. Yet they're approving, they're doing a voice vote based upon their own work done by the government. When I say I'm doing, a review of human studies of generic, in terms of its women get more of the osteoporosis cancers and the process of lung cancers, which is why the females in Tulsa, Oklahoma are more complaining than the males, because the males are would be subjects for the bladder cancers and the lower intestinal cancers from chloramine. But the process of the recycled water can cause cancer throughout the whole body and change the immune system. And then, of course, you have the process of the real world inhaling and the process of this. So you affect what was the endometrium of a uterus and also the covering of the pericardial muscular structure of the heart. So under Obamacare, let's say that you come under what we have proposed by the physician and scientists and engineers petition to from even Cornell Medical Center, where we're even adding where I added animal health in the petition. The idea of setting a patient aside in the ER under Obamacare on the basis of any one of these processes is now the way Obamacare will be proposed. Now, under that flag, that being said, let's not forget. Of course, you know that I'm not politically correct on this show, and the fact is, this has a religious overtone. In other words, make no mistake, is what's going on here. You have holidays in business of which banks are closed and stock markets closed, but still the Muslims have Sharia law that they can practice business, and of course they don't pay interest. So the thing is, and you have to form. I've talked about this on many shows. The fact that when you form an incorporation, you have clauses there under the new incorporation papers, which are clear that you have to tell in your minutes your dealings with Sharia law and how you're going to observe it. This is the same thing as having people being forced in schools in terms of being able to praise songs to Obama, develop women to wear Muslim clothes, developing under the guise of another culture. That's reality. Last week, if I would be able to do a whole hour on this one subject of the forced development of acculturation by the Islamic president that we have. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, and then the nerve to have the pre-recorded system and saying, well, we should all embrace each other and at the same time pass what are called developing edicts in terms of saying, let us see, how does the word, the actual go, in terms of the government banning gardens? And they, because they want the population to be developed and more dependent on the government for food stamps. That's yesterday. Now, that policy's been kicking for a year and a half. Now, in the process, you take that umbrella and you, and you have the Bloomberg mayor out there in New York, that the government's position is to educate, unquote. And the government is to interfere with small business capitalism, unquote. Now, you might think that this is the governor of New York in terms of the policy. No, it's a policy of what floats on the beltway. When I talk to senators and other people and House of Representative people and lobbyist contacts in terms of things, there is no indication and will not be any indication of individual freedom in the process of the subject that we're talking about here this morning on Parker Pathways on a religious holiday in terms where the government does not want this religious holiday. So the whole thing is that, and I'm bringing up the fact of the process, well, if you put in the health system based upon the religious handle, and want to blame every conceptual idea of killing people on a grand scale by the millions and millions as part of a justification for any kind of war, and at the same time you are promoting the process of the healthcare system and the taxing system as a part of controlling the population under the guise, we're going to help the illegals, we're going to help the process, these are people uninsured. No, there are people that are based upon the fact of the visa system in terms of the carbon footprint. I'm going to give you an example of the process of the thing, the whole base of the study. Remember what I'm talking about in terms of the immunology system, which I explained in a scientific way. We have a lot of listeners in the process. You know how many people we have in our in a prayer group concept, which I'm saying anyone who's been affected by the food and water and the process of the field that they have, they can send me their email, and all I ask from them is the day they were born. Now, that was five shows ago, all right? I'll pray for 26 days in terms of these people in the real-world prayer, not baloney prayer. And the whole thing comes down to the fact, you know where we are right now? 10,004. That's 10,004 human beings on this planet that are listening in a two-hour show on Sunday on a place where everybody's out doing something else, particularly trying to have an Easter egg hunt, which is now against the law. And the whole thing is the thing, I pray for these people. You know how many emails show that I get per show? I don't ask for the thing that I consider it a blessing. This is a science, medical, political program, Parker Pathways. I've had 20,000 some emails in the term that I get 3,000 to 4,000 emails a show. And everybody says, well, gee, that doesn't record that there are that many people listening. You know why? Because they talk to each other. And where they talk to these little radio stations throughout the middle of the United States, the coffee shops, the people are saying, hey, listen, this guy is not a farmer, but he understands what the hell I'm talking about in terms of the fact of being able to develop the process of the new foods that are necessary and the whole way of the health insurance system. There are researchers at Stanford University that have discovered a drug that has absolutely cured in mice breast, ovary, colon, bladder, brain, liver, and prostate cancer in mice. Now, the drug is blocking a CD47 protein that I've talked about from the third show I started 6 years ago. And it keeps the body immune system from attacking the cell, a CD47. That's a part of the thing of the immunological system, which is attacked specifically by chloramine. That was their purpose when we started, which I did not know, by the way. I even showed how the HIV virus was being promulgated in the water, how the process of the MRSA was being in the water, how the process of the Indian cropotomium lactate for the development of the bacteria for the superbug was in the water. I had it all in one folder with photographs, diagrams, and the process, and handed it over and said, here it is. And I was shoulder to shoulder with the PUC director, whose whole baloney was to increase the utility rate for adding ammonia in the water and saying nothing would happen. And I challenged it shoulder to shoulder on the dais in terms of the saying, well, how does you can justify the process, the immunology system, which I have documented here. Little did I know that city councils were under the United Nations. I didn't know that. Now I know that, and I have quoted the towns in this country that have sold their souls to the United Nations and put the process of the basis of it. And how do you have the new Secretary of State, who has insisted in the process of the law of the Sea Treaty, be on the table in terms of the process of developing what is called the Ross Sea Conservation Reception on March 19th to formalize the Obama's administration's concept of the Law of the Sea Treaty to control the fact that we will not have the basis of having control over our minerals and processes and what? From Article 82 from the Law of the Sea Treaty, the proteins from the ocean. Now, to get back on CD47 protein that helps the body's immune system attacking a cell, if you can block CD47, you can increase the immune system in such a way that you can now destroy the cancer cells. Now, the researchers at Stanford have received a $20 million grant to test the drug for the safety in humans in terms of blocking CD47. What do you think was in the folder in the process where I had pointed out in the fact of the CD47 and the fact of the T cells and the B cells, which are part of your lymphosystem and the bone marrow process of the thymus as an immunological gland? It was CD47. Now, little did I realize that the government was intent on keeping CD47 as part of the protein system to block the whole process so that you could have breast, ovary, colon, bladder, brain, liver, and prostate. Those are the cancers that are directly resulted from the chloramine in the water. So this is what we're talking about in terms of the fact of the developmental system. No, this is not a game. This is a process of the purposeful act. Well, I'm very happy to be a part of finding a way to help the researcher, the researchers in the process of developing and blocking the CD47 protein. Now, the religious people and the process of the thing are coming into the basic attack on our petition to the President of the United States, who, by the way, in the military we used to call it can. So the thing is that, you know, the round file, and the thing, that you can say what you want in terms of your political and religious belief and hide behind it. To me, I consider religion as a curtain now for people to hide behind their socialist what I call anti-Christian beliefs. They're cowards. And the thing is, and I say it to the face of the senators and the people that I have dealings with who have known me for years, they know I'm right because I was one of the things, I was one of the top people for a long time for Uncle Sam on grants and proposals and the review of these projects that were coming through to give my opinion. Do you think that they gave it to me because they liked me? No, I was very the opposite. And I think because I always write in the margins, I'd say, this is a piece of crap. And the thing is, they'd be talking about some kind of electron process they didn't want anybody to know about. Well, what do you think is involved in the brain today? Do you realize that the process of the development of prayer today affects four areas of the brain in a different way? Now, that's not a gate opener for all you folks out there that want to invent some kind of BS stuff and write a book on some crap you know nothing about. No, it happens to be that you can change the brain activity of the anterior cingulate cortex. Think about it. Mind Research Network in New Mexico. Look it up. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is part of Pathways. Now, the process of controlling the food and determination of the food ingredients have been researched at Johannes Gutenberg University, where they developed a identification system for ingredients in the food, And they've, this is coming from what is called an adapted DNA sequencing. And you can find genetic factors in people to identify on a DNA identification in animal, plant, and microbial substances in all the foods. And if you can track the process of the developmental system of foods, because you can change the immunology system to your like or dislike. And it's important to understand where the allergy is coming. Of course, you see the immunology system is decreasing. You can go to the store, for instance, and you can buy food and have it spoil on you within just a couple of days. I wonder how many listeners are like that. Why don't you email me, kwati@sbcglobal.net, and tell me how your food fares in terms of having growth of funguses in the process, even though we're talking about a natural environment to be able to have the food in your home. And these processes are part of how the food's being processed, because it's irrigated with water, which has various forms of genetic byproducts that need to be identified by DNA sequencing, because most of the DNA sequencing from the water that is in the food come from humans, and it's not somebody in the field. When people think they're isolated from this doesn't affect me. They always ask, well, listen, you know, what's my thing? And I said, well, you know, you're drinking other people's endocrine disruptors. You're drinking other people's protein, what's called sequencings. You're drinking other people's drugs. You're drinking other people's ways of life based upon their protein sequences of their immunology. I have mentioned many times in the prison, why do you think that there's so many ways to try to help save the humanity on this planet versus the people that are trying to kill people on the planet? It is the fact that the human species is dying on the planet. That's what the immune system is all about. That's why there are all of these studies to try to determine how vaccines really work, because nobody really understands how vaccines really work. I was to do a show and interview somebody who is a vaccine person and the whole thing, and that would have been a good interview. Of course, I'll be doing one now with several of the people we're talking about who are trying to improve vaccines and try to figure out how they work, because nobody understands how they work. And the thing is that in the whole basis of this, like you take Fauci, Dr. Fauci at National Institute of Health many years ago, said that the only way they were going to figure on the terms of HIV, because it's really eight viruses we had to develop, and basing on the vaccines of that. But no one talks about habits. No one wants to bring in the religious aspect of this. Now, I'm not just saying that because it's Easter. This has been going on for many shows. I've given the codes. It's in the United Nations Agenda 21 on the control of religions for the control of health for the control of evil. They don't hide it. They've never hide it. They never hid it. You've got some hack, that's because he's wealthy and the mayor of New York, who thinks he knows something about science. All he's doing is perpetuating the process of what we know as Obamacare. Patients staying in the ER, repealing the process of chemicals and drugs that can be helping for people. And the fact of keeping the stock market's gross national product in business. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways.